You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hola, mis amigos of Vida Doggy. It's a new year, and with this comes new events, new benefits to attend and support. There is something for everyone or for any gusto, and you can pick and choose the ones that represent best your interest. We start 2010 with the Pre-Westminster Fashion and Awards Show at the Pennsylvania Hotel. Over 475 people and close to 300 dogs attended this benefit para North Shore Animal League America. Auctions, fashions, awards, it was 5 hours of socializing and networking among pet owners. La creme of la creme of who's who in the New York City dog community was there. In the crowd, you could see breed organizers like Fern with Dusty from the Shih Tzus, or Amber with her adorable pom and her sexy mini pincher. She runs both groups. The fashion show theme, Fairy Tales, included not only cute dog couture, but also wigs made by Ruth Regina, a wig maker to the stars. She has worked with famous like Pamela Anderson and Jennifer Lopez, and goes all the way back to have worked at the Ed Sullivan Show, also with Jackie Gleason, and even with the Beatles. The wigs were absolutamente showstoppers. And the doggy models, besides looking fabulous, they seem very comfortable wearing them. I have to give 10 paws to WigglesDogWigs.com by Ruth Regina. Doggy models in the fashion show included the Celebrity Pops, the cast from Animal Planet TV Network, from Underdog to Wonder Dog, that coincidentally have the last episodes running, and you can see me participating in the show. We also had from Kibbles and Bark, the meetup organizer Erica Cyril, the New Jersey Dog Whisperer Janice Wolf, and supermodel Beth Ostrowski Stern, who accepted an award in behalf of North Shore Animal League. The master of ceremonies, Maria Milito, kept the audience captivated and had the show running smoothly. In terms of awards, some recipients, David Fry, that took the humanitarian award for Angel on a Leash, Charlotte Reed took Pet Expert for 2010, Greg Oller is the Pet Media Executive of the Year. From Underdog to Wonder Dog again, Best Pet TV Show. Preston and Lori Nativo for Uprising Pet Star. And New York City Top Dog Cuba for his contributions to local shelters and rescues. Another big winner of the night was Luke Robinson with his Pyrenees dogs Murphy and Hudson. Oh my god, I love his dogs. Ellos ganaron the 2010 Quality of Life for their cross-country walk, creating awareness on cancer at both human and dogs. Durante las fiestas, during the holidays, Luke officially arrived in New York City and went caroling at Bryant Park with algunos amistades, with some friends, after a long walking day. We had the opportunity to chat with him, very informal and briefly, and this is how it went. Look, we are about to be photographed by Janine from Chihuahua.
Oh.
How was the walk today?
Excellent. Awesome.
Yes?
Yeah. I mean, a couple of Texas boys in the big city. I mean, wow, what an adventure.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
But you look like so relaxed. You don't seem like you've been walking for how many hours?
I've been walking since like 8 o'clock this morning or so, yeah.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, all day in the cold.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, welcome to New York. I guess this is your official
13th state.
13th state?
Uh-huh.
And where are you going from here?
Well, from here we'll go to Connecticut. Connecticut, then Rhode Island, then end up in Boston. So New York is our 13th state, and we have three more to go.
Wow, incredible. Well, you're doing a great thing.
So, thank you.
The name of the dogs, we thank you. And you know that we are behind you 100%. And we hope that, you know, I just see your story in a book or even a movie and creating a big awareness of what you're doing right now.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Luke.
Thank you.
We also met a dog owner who unfortunately lost a dog to cancer and have another dog battling the disease. She was very kind on sharing her story with the hopes to help others. Let's listen.
Okay, Hope, are you part of the caravan with Luke?
I've done some volunteer work for Luke. I met him in Memphis last year in July or August of 2008.
Uh-huh.
And I've been following him ever since.
Wow, so you've been going through the 13 states with him?
No. I mean, I've been following him on the internet.
Okay.
And I saw him in Memphis this summer. I saw him in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
In September. And this sounded like fun, so I decided to fly to New York City.
Well,
so.
Not only like funny. I mean, it's we're creating awareness on what is happening with the dogs, with the cancer, same
Absolutely.
As a human. And then you have two dogs with the illness.
Well, I had four dogs, but two of them had cancer at the same time. Lily, my American Bulldog, was diagnosed with bone cancer in July of 2007. She's had three surgeries. She's had her leg amputated. She had a limb spare surgery. She had one lobe of her lung removed.
Wow.
She had a mass the size of a tennis ball removed from her liver. She's had 14 rounds of chemo.
So is that the one that unfortunately passed away?
No, she's still alive.
That's the one that is alive.
It's been 29 months and she feels great.
What breed is she?
She's an American Bulldog.
American Bulldog. Wow, beautiful dog. Well, I'm glad that she's there. She's fighting. Obviously,
yes.
You know, she can feel the love and the care.
Absolutely. And she's a miracle because 90% of the dogs with bone cancer are dead by 2 years. And she's made it past 2 years. She's made it 29 months. But at the same time that I was battling bone cancer with her, I got blindsided and the little Boston Terrier started having seizures and died from brain cancer.
And that's Daisy.
Within six weeks, that was Daisy.
That was Daisy who lost. Well, I'm sorry about her past, about her losing.
That was heartbreaking, heartbreaking.
I can only imagine as a dog owner, you know, the pain and the heartbroken feelings of knowing that you are practically, you know, defenseless. You can't do anything. And
I was devastated because I'd been battling cancer with Lily for like 17 months and I wasn't even worried about Daisy. And then all of a sudden Daisy gets sick. You know, so the dog I wasn't worried about was the one that I lost.
Sick, yeah. And do they give you an idea on why this happened or?
I know in the brain tumors, it's more common, they say, in brachiocephalic breeds, like Boston Terriers and Pugs, the short-nosed breeds. For some reason, genetically, it's more common that they have brain tumors.
Well, when you know, Hope, it's nice to meet you, and thank you for coming with us and sharing your story.
Thank you.
Mis amigos, before we continue, just a quick reminder to support our sponsors here at PetLifeRadio.com. Thanks to them, we are able to have Vida Doggy. Also, check the other shows with great information that I'm sure can be of help, enhancing your pet's quality of life.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Be sure to tune in when Pet Life Radio goes live from Global Pet Expo, the world's largest annual pet products trade show. March 25th through the 27th, you can catch all the new products coming out for our pets before they even hit store shelves. From the latest in all-natural and eco-friendly products to the most elegant in pet pampering and high-tech innovations from companies all over the globe, it's at Global Pet Expo. Nearly 800 companies will be displaying new and exciting products to make time with our pets even better. Tune in March 25th through the 27th for everything Global Pet Expo.
This valuable information comes from your pet. There's nothing like a wagging tail or friendly paw to lift your mood. They're therapeutic and make us feel good. Studies show pets even reduce stress, prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and fight depression. So there you have it. Pets are a daily dose of good health and happiness. Pets, Add Life. To learn more, visit petsaddlife.org.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step by step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
How many pets is too many? Do you know somebody whose life is overwhelmed by their animals? Maybe we can help. We're looking for people to be in a new TV series about really large animal families. We can offer expert help, free resources, and the chance to tell their story. If you or someone you know owns a house full of animals, call us toll-free at 1-877-MY-8-PETS. That's 1-877-MY-8-PETS.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Muttropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
To go on with the show, right after the pre-Westminster Fashion and Awards show, we get the Westminster Kennel 134th Dog Show. The best in show, a Scottish Black Terrier that goes under the name of Sadie, won. I understand she won the Yukonuba Dog Show last year, and now with the Westminster, it's a 2 out of 3 shows that she has won to be crowned for the triple dogdom. For what I understand, she's going now for Crofts, the bigger dog show that happens in England. We're sending her good wishes to her and her handler, Gabrielle, whom I have had the pleasure of sharing the ring once. Yes, guys, I also have my little champion, and I showed him myself. It was quite an experience, una experiencia única, but that would make a whole new show itself. We are now looking into spring, and the next holidays, St. Patrick's Day and Easter, are great for having special gatherings or celebrations with your family and friends. Better yet, ¿por qué no make it a special day for our fur friends? First thing we have to do is mark the date on the calendar, and then tell your pet friends to hold the day as we are planning a party. Check a pet-friendly location. Indoor would be my suggestions, just because weather has been unpredictable at this time. Then, choose the time for this. You probably have to think if you want a breakfast to start the day or a lunch. Maybe a combination of both. A brunch. Choose your menu. For dogs and also for their owners. Even if it is a pet event, it's important we offer at least hors d'oeuvres or snacks to the parents to enjoy. Next is to have a selection of activities. This helps to have a nice flow on the party. Some of my favorites to have For example, on a table, have different colored dog nail polish for pedicures, preferiblemente with colors that are going to match the holidays we are going to celebrate. Greens or golds for St. Patrick's Day, pastel colors like blue or pink for Easter. Then have some games to play. Shares is a fun one where dogs are challenged to follow a command while their owners try to get a seat. For example, they go around the shares to some music. Let's say, who let the dogs out? A share is removed. That is going to leave someone without a seat. And as soon as music stops, the owner who sits on the share and have the dog follow a command like sit or down gets to stay. The last one standing wins. This is going to take me to prizes for the games and party favors. Favors can be practically from anything that can be of use for the owner or the dog. So be creative. I like to include homemade crafts as prizes or favors. Another fun activity are pictures, las fotos, either by the owners or having a professional photographer. Everyone, todos enjoy taking pictures to share with family and friends. For this activity, I advise you select an area that you're going to have a theme decorated for the background. Again, probably a nice rainbow for St. Patrick's Day can enhance the pictures, or having grass and flowers for an Easter background. Send your invitations, ask for a reply back by blank date, whatever day is it that you're having the event, and this will help you on knowing how many guests, cuantos invitados to expect, and prepare all the amenities such as the menu and activities accordingly. Renee Sunshine, president of Sunshine Productions, a new public relations and pet event planning company, give insights on simple party planning. Listen. Now, I can't believe, we are here at La Cantina, and we are with Renee Sunshine and with Jill Richardson, and we're going to talk about doggy parties.
Doggy parties.
Parties.
From Sunshine Productions.
Oh.
I'm not here. I'm just a spectator.
Okay. Now, Renee, we hear that you are the queen of party planning.
No, the princess.
The princess, okay.
I'm not at queen level yet, but we're aspiring to get to queen level.
Okay. I like that. So now tell us, we're having a beautiful, well, great background music.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in a great place. We're celebrating Jill's birthday. So now, my question is, I think we're having St. Patrick's Day coming.
Absolutely. St. Patrick's Day can be fun not only for the Irish people, but for the non-Irish people and the pets too, because aren't we all a little bit of leprechaun at heart?
I've been celebrating dog Irish parties for like 5 years now, and I think it's one of the most favorite holidays for people.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about St. Patrick's Day. It happens to be my birthday.
Oh!
Yes, it does.
That's great. Thank
you. Yeah, there's freckles under this makeup. Even though I'm not really Irish, but I pretend to be Irish every 17th of March every year. And everyone else does too. And that's the most exciting thing about St. Patrick's Day, mm-hmm. is that no matter where you go, there's a party. So I never have to make a party for myself. So I decided...
you just have to attend them.
I just have to go anywhere. If it's an Italian bar, an Irish bar, a Spanish bar, no matter what, there's a party. So instead of me having a party for myself, I think it's time for me to make a party for the pets.
Yes, but then let's tell our audience why. Because you acquired Gracie not long ago, right?
I did. I had rescued my baby,
mm-hmm.
Last February, and I was going through a very difficult time in my life, and she was going through a very difficult time in her life.
Mm-hmm.
I rescued her. It's an interesting rescue, and I won't go very much into detail, but just a point to make to people that rescue is not only about adopting a pet from a rescue group,
mm-hmm.
but any pet that is in an undesirable horrible, unhealthy environment is a rescue.
That's true.
And I rescued Grace out of a failing pet store where she was not being cared for properly and was unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
But long story short is Gracie came to my life and she became the most incredible joy of my life, and I think I am the joy of her life as well.
And so that's a year now.
Absolutely. We're together 1 year, just a little bit over a year.
Nah, isn't that wonderful?
Absolutely.
They give you so much unconditional love.
Unconditional love. You said mm-hmm. it. Exactly.
And so now, since you acquired Gracie, have mm-hmm. you planned any parties?
Well, I have actually. Uh-huh. We had a recent party at a veterinarian's office who mm-hmm. we like very much. He happens to be our veterinarian, and he's in Englewood, New Jersey, Dr. Izik at the Englewood Veterinary Center. And we had a beautiful pet lovers Valentine's Day party with a pet portrait exhibit by Curtis Paris, a renowned pet artist. He's living now in Manhattan, and we had an incredible turnout, so much so that we've decided to make more parties for more pet lovers, including our next one, which will be a leprechaun party for St. Patrick's Day, and then we're thinking about doing a spring party, kickoff spring with Easter parade and pet parade. And the thing that I think everyone has to realize, it's not about just having a big event at a veterinary center or a groomer or a spa, but you can do these things in your home.
Exactly.
Invite mm-hmm. your pet-loving friends over. Invite their babies, their fur babies, to come over.
Mm-hmm.
Because the best part of socializing your pet is letting them get to know other pets, and other pet lovers can talk about
their
pets.
Get to meet other people that
and
have the same passion. Yes.
Absolutely. It's all about
That's
the
great.
Pet passion.
So now, tell me, you said that you're probably going to be planning St. Patrick's Day party.
Mm-hmm.
What steps are you planning to take?
Well, you know, first we're going to decorate a little bit. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, this is a really trying time for people. And the thing that's really important to get across is you don't have to spend a lot of money. And
mm-hmm.
first of all, your presence is your gift.
Exactly.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So when you come to a party, don't feel obligated to bring a gift. Just come. You are the gift.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a pet owner, you can decorate your home at the dollar store. We
mm-hmm.
love to use the dollar store. We go to the dollar store. Every dollar store will have decorations for Easter, for spring, for St. Patrick's Day, for Valentine's Day. So even though the pets won't really understand or really recognize what's going up on the walls and hanging from the ceilings, it'll make the environment festive.
Festive.
So all
mm-hmm.
your friends
That's
are
more for the owners.
And think, oh my God, look at all this incredible decorations. But you know, you spend $10 or $15 at the
mm-hmm.
dollar store.
Mm-hmm.
And then easy, 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 you make the pets happy. You get a little bit of treats,
mm-hmm.
making sure that you have the box or the bag there so that the pet mm-hmm. mommies and daddies can make sure that their pet's not eating something that they might be allergic to.
Exactly.
So that's important.
Yes, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we're just going to have fun. We maybe have a little, if it's St. Patrick's Day, maybe we'll do something green. You know, we might go and find something green to include in the party. I'm not sure exactly what little green item we're going to get yet.
Okay.
But for instance, if you're going to do an Easter party, you can get those little plastic eggs
mm-hmm.
and you can fill them with treats.
That's a great
and so
idea.
The dogs are going to smell those treats. They're going to run all around the house mm-hmm. looking for those little eggs. So it's an Easter egg hunt.
Yep. You can hide the eggs the same way that if it were for children,
absolutely.
They're going to find them.
Because they really mm-hmm. are our babies, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
They are my family. They are your family. Everyone's else family. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then, with the technology available, how do you send invitations? Do you mail them? Do you use the email?
Exactly.
What is the best way for you to send invitations?
Yeah, you know, again, you can be really creative without spending a lot of money. So if you want to buy invitations and send it in the mail, that's great. Or you can create a little Word document.
Mm-hmm.
You can do insert clip art, very easy. You put a little shamrock, you put a little Easter bunny, a heart, whatever it may
yeah.
be.
Yeah, save the planet, save paper,
exactly.
don't use paper, and
exactly.
use electronic
Absolutely.
Email.
And then you can attach that to your email and you send it to
mm-hmm.
all your friends. Or, of course, there are places like Evite that you can create an invitation.
A little invitation that's sent to groups.
Yeah, and
yeah.
then just let me know if you're coming so I can plan accordingly. and you know, it's really just about having fun, socializing your pet. And, you know, everybody's really stressed right now. So it's really important for us to do little things like this to just have fun.
To connect people, to
Absolutely.
Connect their pets. And like you said, yeah, to have some fun through it. And to feel like we're not the only ones going through, you know, difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
That everybody is going through hardship. But the animals bring so much unconditional unconditional love.
Absolutely.
And then it's just a reason for us to get together.
It's a celebration of love and life. Mm-hmm. And truthfully, not to sound corny or to sound cliche, but when you come home in the evening, if you've had a hard day at work or you've come home and you're pounding pavement looking for a job, who's there to greet you? Your little fur baby, your fur child, your whatever you call them. Little love bug.
The little
is
fur.
There, and they don't know that you've had a hard day. They want to give you kisses and love, and they make you happy. And then everything is lifted. Everything goes away.
That's true.
So why shouldn't we celebrate with them in our lives?
That's true. That's true. A lot of parties are going now to benefit, shelters, create fundraisers to get money to help of all the animals that are in need. But there's also, the parties that are just to celebrate the pet in your life, and then people like to receive little gifts and stuff for them. I know that you said that you recently have a party for the veterinarian hospital. So what was the purpose of that party?
Well, what we like to do, we formed a little group, and I like to call us the Dream Team. Mm-hmm. And we've decided to go forward and do this because we had such a successful event that we put a little production team. Mm-hmm. And we're going to call ourselves Sunshine Production, because in my mind, we're going to bring a little bit of sunshine to every needy pet's life that we possibly can. We
want
to be the bright spot in every little cloudy dog's day, cloudy day, whatever, you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
So what we did was we gave a little goodie bag to each participant at the event. But another thing that we're doing, and the purpose of this, is to increase awareness in the community about animal welfare organizations.
Wonderful.
So in other words, what we did was we were able to solicit some very nice donations for our raffle. We made our raffle tickets very affordable, and everyone who came bought a raffle ticket, whether it was $2 or $4 or $5, we collected money, and all of that money went to benefit the local shelter, the local rescue group, and the New Jersey SPCA.
Beautiful, beautiful. And then at the same time, they get to have a little prize or something to take home.
And you would be really surprised at how many people don't realize that right in their town, there's a rescue group, or two or three or five.
Exactly.
They have no idea, because maybe they got their dog from a shelter. Maybe they don't even know what a rescue group is. Maybe they don't really know what the New Jersey SPCA does. So at the same time we're having fun, we're educating the pet community.
Beautiful. It's a way, like you said, to educate people and to let them know, create awareness of what is happening around the pet arena, and then, have them be more involved just because of the love that they have to their pets. Well, thank you so much, Renee.
It is my
pleasure.
We're
here in the restaurant. We're having such a nice background music.
It's a wonderful day. This is the best time to enjoy life, have a little bit of a drink, sit with friends, talk, and just enjoy.
Just enjoy. Well, thank you so much.
It's
I appreciate participating.
Yeah.
And then come with me.
Absolutely.
I'd love to go to the next event and
you
be part of it.
You are always on the invite list.
Okay, great. Thank you, Renee.
My pleasure.
There you have it, mis amigos. You can create gatherings or fiestas without the need of spending lots of money. Just be creative and have fun. After all, like Renee well said, it's a celebration of life and friends. Our pets are a big part of our lives, and they deserve the recognition for all the great things they give us back. We are going to finish today's show with a big congratulations to all the canines that are celebrating birthday parties. Toffee, Meteor, Tequila, my adorable Eli, the Milkbone Chihuahua, Vanilla Sends You Licks. Also to Havana and Kilo, who are having a Thelma and Luis party. I love it. Besos, everyone. Remember to send me those party pictures and ideas to post in our blog for Vida Doggy. Hasta pronto, su amiga Ada Nieves and her New York City team, Chihuahua.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.